SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good and the bad and the dumb on a Tuesday as we roll along on SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. All right, the good, Mr. Culver.
Well, this is one of those rare moments where the good is I mean, it was obvious.
Okay.
It was completely obvious because of everything that went down yesterday. There was one story that stood above all the others. I saw it literally on every single news channel yesterday.
Okay.
And that is the new Star Wars Rise of Skywalker special look trailer.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. Yes.
And I got to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to get my nerddom on. And I thought it was fantastic.
But full disclosure, you liked The Last Jedi.
I did like The Last Jedi.
A lot of us did not like The Last Jedi.
Well, you're in a rare group.
I think No, I'm not.
I think you are.
No, go to YouTube.
Everyone on YouTube's a hater, Tony.
Oh, no.
We go to YouTube. I mean, hard to believe. We'd probably go to YouTube and find people hating our show.
They single-handedly destroyed the franchise with one movie. They took the whole franchise.
Oh, they did that a long time ago.
They flushed it down the toilet.
They did that a long time ago.
Oh, I could survive the prequels. The prequels were terrible. But The Last Jedi was the last straw.
No,
that was really the last
but
straw.
But I'm hoping, the little snippet that they showed, it was 40 seconds of new content. So just some of the imagery was insane to look at, like the thousands of Star Destroyers, little 5-second snippet they showed. That had me at hello.
Yeah, that looked really good.
And then obviously, the big one at the end with Sith Rey, which I'm wondering what that's all about.
I will say I hate trailers that give you something that is perceived to be one thing and then it turns out to be a nothing. It doesn't turn out to be anything close to what you think it is. And I'm almost worried that that's that, like it's a dream or something like that.
Oh,
and they just threw it in there and said, no, it's really irrelevant. It won't have anything to do with the story. It's just something we want to throw in there to get you all excited. But it won't be anything.
I think it's going to be similar to when Luke saw himself as Darth Vader.
Maybe so.
It'll be something similar
By the way, I know how this movie is going to play out. You want to know how it's going to play out?
Yeah.
It's in the title. It's in the title.
Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker.
You're believing that fan theory as well.
Which is?
The Rise of Skywalker, which is Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that she will turn evil, he will turn good, and he will turn into the new Jedi hero of the galaxy.
And I hope that happens, because that would be the twist that everyone's kind of seeing, but didn't think that they would actually do.
She's not a Skywalker, he is. He is a Skywalker.
And all leads right now are pointing to her being a Palpatine.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah.
I hope that's good. That'll be fantastic.
Everyone calls her a Mary Sue. I had to look up what that is when I first heard it, because I didn't know what that was. They kept saying she's the biggest Mary Sue in movies, and everybody was saying it, right? Everybody was saying it. So I kept saying, well, what is that? I'm not familiar with the entertainment world, so I don't know what that means, but everybody was saying it as if we all knew what it means. Kind of like, when we say something in sports, like when we say, oh, he plays, he can play the three, but he's really good at the four.
Right.
We know what that means, but somebody going, what are you talking about? That sounds like a number, right? So I had to look it up. And what a Mary Sue is, for those like me who didn't know what it was, is it's a description of somebody who just can do everything and do it well, and there is no real reason behind it. And that's what she is. Like, when we grew up watching the Star Wars, a Jedi trained. He had to go to Yoda. He had to learn to control his feelings. He had to learn to do all these things. He had to practice. He wasn't ready to fight Darth Vader. Not even close. You better not do it. Obi-Wan told him, I cannot be with you. You're going to do this alone. You are not ready. Yoda said, let your friends die before you go battle Darth Vader. You're going to destroy everything if you face him. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. This movie, she like picks up a lightsaber and she's battling Kylo Ren. Like, I don't even know how I'm doing this. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I can fly a plane. I can make things lift. I can do anything I want whatever I want at any time I want. That's a Mary Sue. And they're saying that that's her. And it just kills the story because there's no arc. She doesn't have a defeat. She doesn't have something to grow from. Everything she does is perfect all the time. Everything she does, she's successful all the time. And that's what's ruining the arc. Because Luke Skywalker had to get his behind kicked in a way where Darth is doing it with one hand. He's like, boom, 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 boom. Chop your hand off. And oh, by the way, I'm your dad. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to recover from this. And then he had to recover from that. She's like, I don't care what's thrown at me. I'll just beat it with whatever this forcey power thing I have. And that's just
well, that's why I'm hoping that this one sheds a little bit more light.
Yeah, I hope so. Because they got a lot of work to do.
And I believe in J.J. Abrams because he's a great storyteller.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. So that is. But by the way, the trailer was really good.
Yeah.
Really.
I love the beginning part. A lot of nostalgia.
Nah, very much so. There. Very much so.
Like, yeah. Yep. I do remember you guys.
Yep. All right. So then what's the bad?
Well, it's not necessarily bad. I touched a little bit on it yesterday. You were like, what? And so I brought it back. Like, you know, we got to bring it up today because it's one of those where it's so bad, it's great.
Is this the Hasbro
thing?
Yes, I remembered we never got into that.
Death Row Records has been bought by Hasbro. And okay. If you're trying to think about, like, Hasbro, you've heard that company before? Yes, it's that toy company that had My Little Pony, G.I. Joe dolls. What else did they have? They had Mr.
Board
Potato
games.
Head.
Didn't they have all the board games?
I think they had a few board games out there. So, yeah.
So they bought Death Row Records.
They bought inadvertently.
Oh, inadvertently. Oh, yeah, to this.
Death Row Records went bankrupt in 2006. Okay, and so it was auctioned off.
See, I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, neither did I. I learned something. Because when the news first broke and it said Hasbro bought Death Row Records, I'm like, is Hasbro jumping into the rap game?
That is 13 years of us not knowing that went down.
Yeah. So Death Row Records went bankrupt in 2006. Since then, it's been passed off by a few companies. But it was recently sold to a company called Entertainment One, a.k.a. E1.
Okay.
And they purchased the entire Death Row catalog for $280 million.
Wow. Okay.
So why does Hasbro have interest in Entertainment One? Because Hasbro has the brands Peppa Pig and PJ Masks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So Hasbro wants to start making, you know, obviously they want to start distributing Peppa Pig toys and PJ Masks toys.
Right.
Part of the deal included Death Row Records.
Wow. So, do they know what to do with that piece of property?
I'm just thinking we're going to see like a Suge Knight doll in the near future.
Hanging Vanilla Ice over a balcony to get his rights to Ice Ice Baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Suge Knight as Jailbreak Bob?
Right.
You know, maybe we have some, like, you know, the iconic figures of Death Row Record, you know, line. Maybe we have, like, you know, a Tupac doll, a Dr. Dre doll.
Oh, that would be great.
They all left very quickly. Snoop Dogg doll.
I can see the ad now, like kind of like the old Star Wars ads, where like, you can be your favorite Death Row artist. I'm Suge Knight. I'm Vanilla Ice. Give me the rights to Ice Ice Baby. No. Ah, hang him over a balcony. Okay, okay, okay. Boom. You two can recreate the best scenes. Oh, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, or maybe they just come. Maybe they branch out. Maybe they come out with a line of Snoop Dogg dogs, plush animals.
That's right. Hasbro, there is an unlimited way you can use Death Row Records in your library.
Now, there have been rumors that, you know, they will try to do music, but come on, Hasbro, that's not you.
I'm actually, going back to the fact that Death Row went bankrupt in 2006, I'm not a huge music guy. I've worked at a lot of radio stations, though, with a lot of music. I can't believe I did not know this.
Yeah, 2006, they went bankrupt.
Like, I really can't believe that this was never brought to my attention by anybody ever. Like, seriously.
Ever. No, when I read the story, I was like, I did not even know. 2006, that seems, wow, that's a long time ago.
That ago.
You got to remember, when Death Row Records like was conceptualized, that was the biggest thing in rap.
Yeah, right.
In the mid-90s, like early to mid-90s, that was the largest thing.
Absolutely.
And then by 2006, it was bankrupt.
I know. Oh, God, that's amazing.
And so, amazing. And Suge Knight, he's been in jail for a long time, so we're okay.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Hope so. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, there's our favorite coach, Nick Saban.
Love Nick Saban.
A rant that he gave resurfaced.
Oh, I like this.
His second chance rant.
I like
has resurfaced and has gone viral. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you now.
There's always a lot of criticism out there when somebody does something wrong. Everybody wants to know how you're going to punish the guy. All right, but there's not enough for 19 and 20 year old kids, people out there saying, why don't you give them another chance? All right, so I'm going to give a speech right now about this. Like, where do you want them to be? Guy makes a mistake. Where do you want them to be? You want them to be in the street? Or do you want them to be here graduating? You know, when I was over there at the Nagurski, Mohsin Muhammad, who played 15 years for the Carolina Panthers, played for me at Michigan State. Everybody in the school, every newspaper guy, everybody was killing a guy because he got in trouble and said there's no way he should be on our team. I didn't kick him off the team. I suspended him. I made him do stuff. He graduated from Michigan State. He played 15 years in the league. He's a president of a company now. And he has 7 children, and his oldest daughter goes to Princeton. So who is right? I feel strong about this now, really strong. All right, about all the criticism out there of every guy that's 19 years old that makes a mistake, and you all kill him.
Now, the reason why this rant has gone viral again is because he's been receiving backlash. Because he decided to not hire, but he's bringing Ray Rice, that Ray Rice, to Alabama.
Right. I saw that, right.
To talk to his players about how to treat the opposite sex.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so, I believe in second chances. I really, really do. But I don't know if... this one just doesn't work for me because you know the players are going to be sitting there only thinking one thing.
Of what Ray Rice did.
Yeah.
Now, is Ray Rice giving a speech about his fall and why he's changed his life around? Or is he just giving the whole don't do this to women lecture and it's the wrong person to give that? Because if it is like when you were a kid and they said, hey, don't do drugs. And oh, by the way, here's Mike, who's a 5-year coke addict who lost everything in his life and is rebuilding it. And he's going to tell you that he was licking a garbage can when he was 30 years old after making $500,000 in salary because he was the top sales guy. That's fine. But if it's just a lecture on that from Ray Rice without any context, then I would say no.
It's Ray Rice. Basically, he wanted to bring Ray Rice in to talk about domestic violence.
Ah, got it. Okay.
No, nothing about his football career, nothing about what it takes to persevere and through college and get your name out there and how to make it in and make it into the NFL and be a featured running back in the NFL. Nothing about his career. It literally was coming in and giving a speech on domestic violence, you know, I guess what he has learned.
Well, isn't that also a cover, like not a cover, but isn't that also a thing that where he, because look, there are really, really, really good football players that can really help your team. And then they come with all of this baggage and these coaches feel like, do I have a zero tolerance policy or do I keep them on because they're good football players and I'm going to cover it up with the whole second chance at life because I don't want to throw them out on the street thing. Like there are coaches who do throw these kids out and say, no, that's it. No, you're not going to do that here. And goodbye. Good luck. Go find somewhere else to play. And then there are some people who feel like it's a character growth place. I always worry about that with coaches because they seem to do that. But then I never hear them speaking up when the chemistry department loses a kid. They kick him out of school for doing something. It's always the football player who can go to the NFL, but he's also can stop the run on your defense.
Right.
Right. It's never, or the basketball player that can average 35 points a game.
He's part of the program. He's right. In the system. He deserves
a chance, right? He deserves a second chance. But there are kids who get kicked out of school all the time. Sometimes because of something they didn't do because they were accused of doing something. And I never hear these coaches stick up.
Time.
I never hear these coaches stick up for them.
Right.
If it's only the kids, they have something to do with the program.
Or a kid that they need. Like Saban's talking about how he defended the wide receiver who went on to have a 15-year career in the NFL. Obviously, he was a great college player.
Right.
Somebody you needed on your team. But if he wasn't anybody, you'd probably drop him at the first time. It's like, probably I don't need this.
That's exactly right.
You know, exactly if he was right. a third stringer on a college football team, you'd probably be like, hey, your scholarship's gone, bud. See ya.
It's a slippery slope.
Well, so, yeah, so I mean, it's one of those situations. I really don't know what to make of it. You know, I can argue both sides. Like, yeah, great for Ray Rice to get a second chance, but at the same time, not the right guy to be talking. Talking to your team about domestic violence.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday on SB Nation Radio.